Dillon Brothers Harley Davidson has the new 2017 models in stock right now. Come take a look, or better yet, take one for a ride. More power, smoother ride. Come feel it for yourself.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
You're listening to Game Time with Nick Baugh on 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Powered by Nissan of Omaha from the College World Series Omaha Baseball Village. Here's Nick Baugh.
Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course the 1620 The Zone mobile app here at the Omaha Baseball Village. Raising Cane's is a committed, active community partner. Cane'sandcommunities.com for details. Our previous game recap presented by House of Conundrum. Clues in Omaha Baseball Village's room or houseconundrum.com. So yesterday you had Louisville taking down Texas A&M 8-4, and then Florida taking down TCU 3-0. It's a pretty good day, obviously, defensively for Florida. You know, what they were able to do on the mound and in the diamond is obviously huge, you know, because oftentimes, you know, these games could be low scoring, especially depending on how the wind's blowing out. I know, you know, the first game of the day yesterday was a high scoring affair, but so often it's about being clean in the field, because sometimes one error, one mistake can be the difference in everything. But the, I thought the first game, as you alluded to, moved a little bit slower. It's always, you know, we were talking yesterday, you know, whether you need to administer a pitch clock. You know, Kevin went on a rant on Thursday about not stepping out of the batter's box, limiting the amount of visits to the mound, something to kind of speed up pace of play. But overall, I felt like, for the most part, in terms of the opening weekend, been pretty good baseball. We turn on Corey's
There we go.
It's been good,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, and that's this series so far has kind of been kind of like the anti-TD Ameritrade Park hot takes. I mean,
three home runs on Saturday.
You know? Saturday had all kinds of bombs, had some high-scoring games, back-and-forth games with a lot of lead changes. Louisville, Texas A&M was high-scoring, was like 8-4. Really, Florida and TCU was the only game that would really fall under that umbrella of low scoring. And I don't think that had anything to do with the park. It was just Florida was just on it on the mound.
Yep.
And that's dangerous. Like DB and Gary hinted at this on Sharp and Benning this morning. But Florida's kind of that team in the series that nobody's really given a lot of attention.
Like the least talked about team to me.
But they have a stacked lineup. I mean, only three runs yesterday, but when they're on, they can score some runs.
Well,
but when they're pitching like they did yesterday, they're a dangerous club.
A part of the lack of talk could have been the fact that they were the last team to punch their ticket. I mean, they had the delay and had to finish on Monday when everything was all set, so maybe they'd become an afterthought. But that's our previous game recap presented by House Conundrum. Clues in Omaha Baseball Village rooms or houseconundrum.com. So your hat situation, can you wear a backwards hat as like an adult, I guess? Like, for me, I think it depends on who you are, what you're doing, where you are, what the type of hat, you know, like there. So I can't sit here and say, like, you know, no backwards hats. Like, I think it can be, it depends.
Okay. So I got a full question up.
Yeah, what's the results?
The options are slightly douchey, incredibly douchey, some can pull it off, and it's cool.
Where were you at?
Some can pull it off is running away with
that's,
it at 59%.
And you know what? That's probably the right answer, right?
I was surprised. Incredibly douchey is bringing up the rear at 9%.
That's good.
I mean, I might have, during the break, I might have to show you. I got it on frontwards now.
All right. I'll be able to compare and contrast.
And essentially, since I'm very impressionable, I'll just do whatever you tell me to do.
I like it. I absolutely like it. I will say I'm not a fan of coordinators and football coaches when they got backwards hats on. I don't love it for some reason. It's my only thing. All right. We got 40 minutes left here on Game Time. We'll do 3 and out at 12:15. And then we'll turn it over to John and Kevin at 12:40. Game Time.